Welcome to Rest Release the Revenue Podcast, where we educate, enlighten, and encourage how to improve our quality of sleep to grow our business and improve your health and wellness. I am Donna D. Mooring, certified sleep science coach, certified holistic life coach, author, national editor of the Black National Unity News, and a speaker. I am pleased to have my special guest, Arnisha Johnson, certified Law of Attraction life coach and a business performance strategist consultant. Welcome, Arnisha, and thank you for your time and expertise.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here today. I am very thrilled and honored that you have called me upon this journey with you. So thank you.
Well, thank you for accepting, and I'm going to get right to the questions. Now, the first question is, why did you decide to become a certified Law of Attraction life coach?
Oh my gosh, yes, this journey has been amazing. So I first started my entrepreneur journey back in 2018 when my husband and I were transitioning our family between different states, and we found ourselves in a financial situation, and the opportunity presented itself to me to join a health and wellness company. And when I did, I was like, okay, great. This is awesome. This is new. I studied business, but I never, thought that I would be in a position where I was an entrepreneur myself. And so within the midst of doing my role and performing my role as an independent contractor within the multi-level marketing company that I was a part of, I was in the process of recruiting people to join my journey of being with the company. And what I found in the midst of that is rather than having them join, I was spending time pouring into them, into their life, into their business. And it was awesome. The conversations were beautiful, but it wasn't fruitful in terms of the revenue and seeing the side of it where I was getting the benefit of growing my team. And so I was battling. I was like, okay, there's got to be a name for this. Like, what am I doing? I'm spending time pouring into them. I'm pumping them up, telling them, how awesome they are, how they can obtain and achieve all the things that they desire. There's got to be a name for it. And so through doing some research, I found a certification for Law of Attraction. And when I did some research on it, dug deep, it was a lot of manifestation, affirmation, a lot of those buzzwords and practices that I've been doing naturally. I just never put a name to it, to that practice. So I was like, this is it. This is the certification I need. This is exactly what I'm aligned to do. This is what I've been doing, but now I get to be a certified expert in doing that with people every day. And so I became certified, and here I am.
That is wonderful. I love that, especially when you fall into it or something you've already been doing. And that's the same thing that I get, because when people say certified sleep science coach, I never heard of that. So I like being different and unique, because the title in itself makes you stand out. And that makes a big difference along with your personality and who you are as a person. So I love that. That is great. That's great. All right,
thank you.
The next question, you're welcome. The next question is, why does that mean for your overall life? What does that mean as far as the law of attraction? How does that fit in?
Absolutely. So for me, law of attraction means, having and knowing the power and the ability to attract, to call all the things that you desire to your life into reality. And so through that, it has challenged me to first start off with the very first thing that we know has the power to play a role in our reality, but we don't take care of it, we don't see the quality of it, and we don't enhance it, and that is our thoughts. And a lot of times when we look at something so very simple, like for example, the iPhone, the construction and the idea of an iPhone comes from a thought. It was an idea. And from that idea, it rolled into reality through lots of planning and different other things put in that perspective of process to become what it is today. And so that's exactly how law of attraction works in looking at the tangible side of it. That's how it works. It starts from your thought process. What do you focus on? What are you thinking about? Where's your mindset? And then coupling that with the strength of your belief system, that is where you really fuel the fire behind calling and attracting and essentially creating almost this idea of what it is that you desire into your reality. It's becoming real. So the same thing, like when I had, I use this example a lot where you have this idea where it's like, okay, I want my license, right? Okay, mm-hmm. Now I'll give you a little context. When I was growing up, I got into a bad car accident that caused me to lose my license. And I was like, you know what? You know, I can see it. I can see me driving. I can see, you know, me getting behind the wheel and not having to worry about, you know, not having a license, being safe. And so it started with the thought process. Me thinking about it and focus on driving myself to reaching that goal. And then I was like, all right, God, like, listen, that's where my belief system lies, and my trust in God. And so for me, I was like, God, we got a goal. We got a plan. And when I did that, what happened was to me, it became reality. It became not necessarily that it showed up right then and there, but it became almost real in a sense that this can happen and it will happen. And there's a lot that goes into the process of law of attraction. It's not just, okay, I think I'm going to be a millionaire and boom, I'm a millionaire. No.
Right. we
want to think that. Right. That's a myth. We want that to happen. But there's a process to it. It's not just that, you know, what we think and then boom, going back to the iPhone. It wasn't just that, man, we want a phone that can travel and do all these things and then boom, here it is. There's a process to it.
Those are
the two big things with the overall life, which is reshifting, refocusing, reframing my mindset, my thoughts, what I think about, what I focus on, and my belief system, pulling in on the strength of that. Those two coupled together really for my overall life has just been phenomenal in terms of enacting the law of attraction, because it's given me an overall sense of a better sense of who I am, and it's begun to transform me into becoming a better version of myself, because I'm having this like check and balance with two of the greatest powers for myself. So
oh my goodness, you said a mouthful. I just love that. And that is so true, because you know when people don't realize what they say become reality, you know, they you know, as they say, you are what you think, you are what you eat, you're all what you know, that is so true, because we speak things into existence and don't even realize it at times, you know. And so we have to be really mindful and always say, sometimes it's those little words that make a big difference. Like when someone says, that's doubt. When someone says, I hope. You know, I think, right, I wish.
Right.
Doubt. You know, you think they're powerful, positive words, but they not.
Mm-hmm.
So you have, I know, it will. And so it makes a big, big difference. I am. And so I just love it. Yes.
I
that is wonderful. Yes. Oh my goodness, I love it. Ooh, it gives me chills.
I'm telling you that this has been, I went through my journey learning that. I was like, oh my gosh, I talk about this stuff all the time, but now I can actually put a name to it. Now I know that there's a principle out there. And there's an actual like universal thought process around this, and it's supported by it. So Yeah, this has been an amazing journey.
That's great. Now, my next question is, what is the difference between law of attraction, affirmation, and manifestation?
Such a good question. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
So I am not using a definition. I've kind of cultivated my own definition for law of attraction. So I mentioned a tad bit of it in the previous question, but for me, law of attraction is a principle. It's a principle that your belief system paired together with what scientists look at as a reticular activating system. Basically, those three fancy words put together just means your focus, right? Your brain's part of your brain where you have that just drive and focus. So when you pair together the principle, your belief system, and the thought process of where you focus, together you can attract the things that you want in your life. And so that is the law of attraction. It's a principle. Some people look at it as a universal principle where the world kind of around you is supporting this idea. And there's science, there's psychology, there's a lot of different resources and tools pulled into it that plays a factor in it. But it is truly a principle. It's an actual law. not the one you find in your law book. Now, affirmations is a tool. So embedded within the process of enacting law of attraction, you can use affirmations. And so I tell a lot of people, and especially when I dive into manifestation, which is going to come in just a sec, affirmations is a tool that you can use in order to reaffirm your belief system to rolling out and continually rolling out that process of what it is you're calling or what it is you're attracting to your life. So it's those statements, exactly what you said. It aids that thought process and how we think and what we say to ensure that we aren't screwing ourselves up in this process.
Right.
By saying things like, I think I want this, or I'm not sure, you know, those doubtful words. We affirm ourselves in our belief system. We use things like I can, I am, I will, I desire, those things that go forward and not necessarily that have a restraint within them, or that doubt. So that's what an affirmation is. And then manifestation is an actual process within law of attraction. So when we're calling something that we want to attract, yes, for example, going back to my example I mentioned about me wanting my license, when I was in the process of manifesting, one, very first step is I had to believe that I deserved it. You know, I deserve my license.
And
sometimes we struggle when we're wanting to manifest because we don't think we deserve it. Like, for example, let's say you've worked your buns off, right? And you're wanting that six-figure salary. You believe, you got a first belief, you desire it. Well, not your first belief, you desire it. You retract. You have to believe that you deserve it. You deserve it. You've worked so hard. You've put things in place. You've been doing good in the world. You've been doing good for yourself. You've been doing good to yourself. There's a belief system that's got to be strengthened by understanding that first you deserve this. You deserve the things that you desire. And then after that, within manifestation, then you go about what is the process of getting to that point? What do I need to do? What is my plan? And from there, let's put a date on it. Let's be very specific about what we want and when we want it. Because we can't just say, oh, I want a six-figure salary. Okay, that's great. Once you get it in 10 years? you desire to want it at the end of the year. Okay, so when we say that, as part of what we're wanting and what we desire, then that's when you're starting to strengthen that the reality of it becoming. Is, man, I want this at the end of the year. Okay, now it's becoming even more real and even more closer to you. You're pulling it in. That's that attraction piece. You're pulling it in. And the more that you continue to manifest, that's the driving force of law of attraction. That's when you begin to use your tool of affirmation, because you are going to get hit with trials and tribulations and things that are going to knock you down, naysayers, and your environment changes and something bad happens. And so how do you reaffirm, going back to step one, that you deserve this by the things that you say and the things that you think? And that is, I can get this done. I desire to be a six-figure boss, and that's what I'm going to be. I am a six-figure owner. You know what I'm saying? Like, it strengthens it. No matter what is hit and attacking you, you're strong. You're strong in this. And that's where your affirmation, your tool, comes into manifestation. And as you continue driving it, once you have it, that is the whole entire thing of how law of attraction comes into play. You thought about it, and now here it is.
Wow. That is wonderful. I didn't write down notes.
that's why we have a podcast. You just rewind it and take notes.
Yes, but what I love, because, you know, sometimes I hear that interchangeably, and I'm like, okay, I wasn't really sure which is what. And so I'm glad you really explained it, and that way that we all can understand a lot better. And that way, you know, the size behind it, the tools, the process. So that's wonderful. Thank you for that. Thank you.
Thank you for listening.
Sure, no problem. No problem. Thanks for listening to Restless Revenue Podcast. We're going to take a quick break.
Hey,
this is Sydney Trelawney, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcast on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello, this is Donetta D. Mooring. I want to share with you my new book, 21 Days to Improve Your Sleep Hygiene and Lose Weight. It's a great book that provides guidance, tips, and techniques on how you can become more mindful, gain energy, and become more productive to grow your business. I appreciate you purchasing my book on Amazon, or you can go to my website, Donetta D. Mooring, which is DonettaDMooring.com. Thank you for your support. I am Donetta D. Mooring, Restless the Revenue Podcast, and we have our special guest, Arnisha Johnson. This is so powerful and wonderful. I'm just enjoying it so much. Now, but I'm going to continue to the next question. Do you believe you could manifest subconsciously in your sleep?
Ooh, okay. So manifestation needs to happen consciously first. And the reason why I say that is because you need to be aware that that is something that you want. A lot of times what happens subconsciously is because of what we put into place consciously. So when we are wide awake, aware of our surroundings, that is what we're taking in, and how our brain and body works together with that is our subconscious is more of that storage bin. And so what happens is, as we're awake, we're aware, we have all these things that are taken into place, and so they're being pulled into the storage bin that when we sleep, our subconscious releases. And sometimes, you know, it releases it in dreams. Sometimes it releases it within your body. Sometimes, you know, your body is fighting things that maybe you take in that was harmful to you, such as food, atmosphere, things like that. So to manifest, for me, to manifest consciously needs to happen first in order for it to be able to play a role subconsciously within your sleep.
Okay. Well, thank you for that. Yes. Okay, and now I understand what you're saying there. Because I guess what I'm thinking about, you know how if someone, and maybe this is totally different, but just say, for example, you're watching TV and you're watching a horror story, and then that's what you dream of because that's what was on your mind the last time. So I didn't know if there was something that, you know, affirmation or manifestation that you can do before you go to bed, so that can really help to get into your psyche and into your mind.
Yes. Okay. Yes. Well, using that example, yes. And going back to what I said, so let's couple that together. So I've done this practice before, and it's wildly crazy. My husband, he picks on me a lot with it, but it works every single time. So I hate. Sorry to use the word hate. I loathe any of those synonyms that go along with just strongly dislike horror movies, especially the ones where, like, I'm jumpy, the suspense, I don't like them. Because for me, the jumpy part, I don't like experiencing, but I sit there and watch it anyway. And so I know me, I can't go to sleep immediately after watching something like that because it creeps in my dream. And it's done that before to the point where I've read up on it where it caused a bit of sleep paralysis, not a strong amount to be diagnosed. But I felt and I was very much aware in my dream that I was stuck. And it was because the last thing that I saw before I went to sleep was a scary movie. What I do is, after I watch, I'll sit there, I'll watch it with him. You know, we have our me time. And then I tell him I have to watch a cartoon or something funny afterwards. And he's like, why? I was like, because the last thing that I want to dream about, if I'm going to dream, because we don't, sometimes we dream, sometimes we don't. But if I dream after this, I at least want the last thing on my mind to be something funny, to be cartoon, to be, you know, to kind of just kind of wash away the things that I've seen.
Right, clouded, even.
So in that sense, I am manifesting. I'm saying out loud, this is what I desire. I desire that when I sleep and where I don't have control over my psyche, that what I've stored in my mind is something that's going to be positive. So when that's released while I'm asleep, I at least can have a peaceful sleep and not necessarily one that's so filled with suspense and horror. So, in that case, yes.
Okay. would it be a good idea to maybe to say affirmations before you go to sleep?
Yeah. I mean, affirmations can happen at any point of your day.
Okay.
Yeah, affirmations.
Great.
A lot of people align affirmations with, oh, I've got to say them in the morning. No, they just need to be a repetitive phrase or phrases, however many you come up with, that just affirm your state of being and your mindset and where you are. And that can happen anywhere. That can happen at any time. It's you talking to yourself.
Right. Okay, great. But thank you for that. Now, another question I have, do you need energy and rest to see your manifestation come to life?
Yes. As much as we can say the things that we want, and let's go back to the example I mentioned earlier about, you know, wanting to be a six-figure entrepreneur. Let's use that. I can't possibly complete or even begin to really drive the process of manifestation if I don't have the energy. Because here's where energy comes into play, and here's where rest comes into play in the planning process, in the implementation, in the goal process of manifestation. Because again, manifesting in law of attraction, it isn't that I think it and it's going to happen, right? Going back to my iPhone analogy, people had to put in work, right? They had to control, they had to plan. And so that's what we do in our manifestational process. Is we have to work. We have to work towards it. Maybe we put different things in place. But guess what? We can't drive that to the fullest that we want to if we do not have the energy and we do not have the sleep. We need both. We need to have clear vision. We need to have a cleansed mindset. And that comes from being able to rest. Resting is important for your mind and for your body. We know it. We know the benefits of our body, but we don't see the benefits of resting with our mind. It cleanses it. It provides clarity. It gives it a strength, a strongness to continue on. Your brain is the most, aside from your heart, the most worked muscle in your body.
Yes.
And it too needs to rest, especially
That's
when
true.
You're starting
yes.
to pull in the idea of manifesting. So
definitely,
you need your energy and your rest. You can't see that happen for you. Like, you can't call to what you want if you're down, if you're lack of energy, if you are tired and fatigued. How can you possibly get anything done, let alone how can you really, truly call the things that you want in your life that are even going to be, you know, become the better version of yourself if you don't get those things in place?
Right, that's true. Once again, thank you for staying with Resting the Revenue Podcast. We'll be right back.
Hello and welcome. This is Allison G. Daniels. I am so excited about my podcast, The Author's Lab. Tune in every Tuesday at 7 o'clock p.m., where I will be providing powerful tips, tools, and techniques about writing. Hope to see you there.
For staying with my special guest, Arnisha Johnson. Arnisha, thank you so much. I appreciate your time and all the valuable information you shared with us. So if you can, let us know how we can contact you and support you.
Absolutely. So I'll start off with my social media. You can find me on Facebook as well as Instagram. You can find me at the little at sign manifesting, M-A-N-I-F-E-S-T-I-N-G, on more, M-O-R-E, manifesting on more. That is where both locations is where I am on social media. My website is the exact same thing with a .com on the end, www.manifestingonmore.com. And within my website, if you would like to sign up to receive newsletters and information about the work that I do, the tips that I share with clients, with startup business owners, you can subscribe to my website there. My telephone number is also there as well. And if you are interested in learning more about how to manifest your goals, regardless if they're business related or just life related in general, sign up for my Law of Attraction consultation that is also on my website.
Thank you for listening to Wesley's To Revenue. To discover more, please go to isleeplikethat.me. Once again, isleeplikethat.me. And remember, sleep heals.
It does.